Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, your action plan for real estate success. Here, we stay ready. Staying ready is being mindful of time and actively doing the things on a daily basis so we stay prepared for the opportunities that come our way. Join your host, Emeka, as he dives into the world of real estate investing, interviewing experts and sharing actionable insights. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe today. We would love to know each and every one of you. So please go to GubanaEquity.com and click Invest With Us today so we can figure out how we can get to your investing goals. What is up, Stay Ready family? How are you doing today? Today, we are going to talk about what the heck Stay Ready even means. Where did it come from and how do we apply that to real estate? So first and foremost, we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If we are always ready, then we are ready for the opportunity that comes our way. Some people call it luck, but like I said, if we are always consistently doing the right things, taking actions, educating ourselves, we will always be ready for that moment as it comes. And some people call it luck. And it's unbelievable because I don't really believe in luck. I believe that if we consistently tell ourselves where we're trying to go, if we consistently know where we're going, right? We're not walking blind. We know exactly where we're walking, the destination we want to go to. Then that is an act of staying ready. So where did Stay Ready actually come from? So Stay Ready, I've been saying this since college. I played basketball in college and, you know, I didn't play that much, quite frankly. I'll just be honest. I didn't play that much. But if the coach were to call my name, it doesn't matter, you know, if I was on a bench for a while. It doesn't matter if I am slow or my bones are cold. It doesn't matter. I have to be ready to perform. So no matter the situation, no matter if it's, you know, 10 minutes left in the game or 30 seconds left in the game, I have to be ready. So how do I stay ready? I don't want to get ready. If I'm getting ready, it's too late. I want to make sure that I have a competitive advantage against anyone I'm going against, whether it's sports, whether it's another buyer, another seller. I want to be the best. I want to win. I want to win. We want to win. And a way that real estate investors consistently win is by staying ready, right? There's a property that comes in the market. Are you ready to make an offer on it? Are you ready to underwrite it within 5 minutes? Do you know what this property should be selling for once it is fixed up, the ARV, after repair value? How are you consistently staying ready for the opportunities that come your way? And staying ready, and you're probably going to get sick of me saying stay ready all the time, but it is so important, and it's the little things. Staying ready is basically just doing a bunch of little things on a daily basis so you can spot what's coming your way, right? How are you able to spot and know when an opportunity is for you, right? Let's say you're looking for a lot of land like I am, right? To build, right? You're looking for a lot, right? I'm in the market is very competitive. So what am I doing right now to stay ready? On a daily basis, I have, you know, conversations with, you know, architect, the city, talk about zoning, fees, get clarification, right? On a daily basis, because I'm not going to remember all of it at once, but I'll continue to document the data that would be significant, right? Boom, lot comes up. Oh, I know I need to be MF22, MF16, MF12, right? Those are the zonings of the lots that I need in the city that I'm in to build my duplex. Oh, it has a setback of da 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 da. I know exactly who to go to the city planner when that comes. And granted, right, we're not going to always know everything. We won't. But we should know where to go for the certain questions that are asked or the certain things we don't know. Right? How are we staying ready in that aspect, right? Who have we been networking with, right? This comes to the consistency of doing everything that we need to stay ready, right? If you don't have the answers, how have you been staying ready and networking with people so you know where to get those answers, right? If you haven't done any networking, if you haven't been reaching out to people, right? You're not staying ready enough. There's always something to work on. There's always a way to be prepared. Staying ready is just being prepared. And how do we prepare ourselves? How do we prepare for the things, the opportunities? How do we prepare for the people that come to our life and bring value, right? There are so many things when it comes to single family homes, multifamily homes, lots, mobile home parks, RV parks. There's so many things to each category that it's going to be impossible to know everything, but you need to know where to get the information. And you need to, first and foremost, know where you want to go, right? Shiny objects are everywhere. Shiny objects are everywhere. So how are we locking in? Right? How are we locking in? How are we having tunnel vision to make sure that we know exactly what to say no to? Because if you don't know what to say no to, that kind of scares me on what you're saying yes to, because you might say yes to something you have no idea about, right? Right? You want to buy a mobile home park. You've been looking at mobile homes, but you didn't realize that half the property is wetlands. You can't get permits on the half of the other half. Right. You just don't know what you don't know sometimes. So that's why we need to figure out a way to get the answers that we need, no matter what circumstance, or find the answers. AI is not going to solve everything. AI is going to help us a lot for many things nowadays, but how are you staying ready? I can tell you how I'm staying ready in life with the opportunities I want. Number one, I know what my goals are. I know exactly what I want. I know exactly what I want to do. I have a 5-year goal, right? 5-year goals is like the max you really want to, hone in, right? Build a 10-plex, build a 20-plex. Mine is to build a 10-plex. And how do I get there in 5 years, right? Well, I'm going to start small, find a lot, figure out the zoning that I need to build what I want to build, a 4-plex, 5-plex, you name it. For me, I'm starting with a 4-plex. And then I also know that, I need to talk to the city planner. There's Joanna, I know her. And there's different things I'm saying ready, right? I know I have two people that I go to immediately if there's a question I don't know, or if there's a lot that comes up and I did get stumped, right? You're not going to know everything, right? So staying ready doesn't mean being perfect. Staying ready means you know the route to go when an obstacle comes your way, right? I know who to go to when I have a question. I know who to go to for my financing, right? There's capital is how you close deals. A title company is something you may want to get involved with. And also contractors, subs, who are you talking to, right? I have some people on deck to come to a property next day. Because I know that speed is going to be very important. I am still a newbie in my eyes. I've been doing this since 2020. I would still say I still don't know much, right? So I will always be a newbie and I'll always be learning. And I always know who to go to because these things are not new. Real estate is very old, very old. There's not much new innovative things in real estate when it comes to the different strategies. So someone I would almost guarantee has done it before you. Plenty of people have done it before me. When I say done it, did different kinds of deals in different kinds of ways. And you need to find those people who did what you want to do. And the way you stay ready is actively looking and networking and finding friends of friends, going to conferences, traveling a little bit, to conferences in Vegas, Colorado, traveling a little bit. It does require some money, but how bad do you want it, right? How are you staying ready today? How are you staying ready today? There's always something to do. Everyone does not have the same amount of time to, research or make phone calls. But everyone has the time to do something that gets them 1% closer. Everyone has the time to do something to get 1% closer to your goals. So Are you finding a way to make it happen, or are you finding a way to make an excuse? Because if you make an excuse, that's a way to not be ready. Not be ready. The day you make an excuse is going to be the day that the best opportunity comes your way, but something else because of this, but that. No, there's no excuses. Time waits for no one. So how can you stay ready is determining your goal and doing all the little things to get there. Doing all the little things that involves getting to that goal. Thank you. Stay ready, my friends.